Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Rapp Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
Doug Summers here, time for road trips and pretending my fishing stories are actually true.
Well, we can't tune up your fish stories, but we can tune up your truck.
What about tires? Mine are smoother than a slip and slide.
Well, we got a price match guarantee on top brand tires.
Oil change, checkup.
Our expert service team will have your vehicle running cooler than your favorite lemonade stand.
And what happens if I back into your barbecue again?
No sweat. We got our collision center. Fix it up like it never happened so you can still score that plate of ribs.
Wearing Chevrolet, full service dealership, 107 East Alger, online, wearingsheridan.com.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Branded 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, July 14th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. With me this morning, Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore and new Program Development Director Kimberly Jacobson. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your rodeo week, Teresa?
It was good. Always. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun people in town.
I got a friend. I saw him pretty early on Friday morning, and he said he'd gotten about 3.5 hours of sleep, and I just, it's rough. Rodeo week could be a little rough. Before we get to the boot kickoff, I do want to introduce Kim. Kim, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what actually brought you to this position?
Sure. Before I started at the Chamber, I was working at the YMCA as a sports program director. And before that, I was a probation officer for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what was great is I was able to do the Leadership Sheridan County program. And after that, I was just hooked.
Wow.
Yeah, the programs that the Chamber has, it's just great. So many opportunities for the community.
It sounds like you've got a pretty colored background. Like
I do.
Some of those jobs sound really fun. You know, from a probation officer to kind of outlining sports programs for kids.
Yeah.
How? I mean, that's one end of the spectrum to the other on that.
Well, about 4 years ago, my husband and I—we are from California, but
sinner.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just surprised you said it. Normally, she's like, "We're not going to talk about where I'm from."
But I was working out there in law enforcement, and you know, it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
You know, I was armed as a probation officer.
Yeah.
And so I was dealing with some pretty heavy criminals, writing sentencing reports of some horrible things. And my husband was working for Southern California Edison, which was not having a good name because they started all the fires in California.
Oh, wow.
So we decided, you know what? Let's go look around. Let's go see what we could do. So my husband got a job with the city in Sheridan, and I was offered a job with probation, but it was in Riverton. So that commute was not doable.
Bit of a jaunt, yeah.
So I was looking on Indeed, and I saw a sports program director, and I go, well, I like sports. You know, I played in high school softball and basketball and soccer, and I applied for the job and I got it and went from there with that.
How fun was that?
Oh, it was great. I miss those kids. They call me Coach Kim. I get this big smile on my face. Hi, guys. And I loved working at the Y. I mean, it was a blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When this position came open, though, you were just like, you know, time to move up and
it
on?
It was time. I was, I did also summer camps and, you know, my skin was getting a little too dark. My, I had a year long, watch band,
tan line.
Yeah.
And it was a very tiring job.
Yeah.
And I am getting older. And so when this position opened up, I was like, oh, this is a great opportunity. And it you know, both the YMCA and the Sheridan Chamber, it just immerses you in the community.
It really does.
Which is awesome. It has immersed my kiddos into the community, my husband in the community, me. I mean, I know more people, I think, in this town than my hometown.
Yeah.
So, you know, walking through Walmart or downtown, and I'm constantly waving hello to people.
And you will be Coach Kim to those kids
their
entire life. You know,
I hope so.
Yeah, from that point on, no matter what you do, it's Coach Kim.
Yeah, I dropped my daughter off this morning at a camp at the YMCA, and all the little kids from the daycare ran up and said, oh, hi, Kim. Hi, Coach Kim. And oh, it just melts my heart.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Switching gears. Mm-hmm. Now, you're responsible for several well-known programs and events that the Chamber's had going for quite a while. Which ones are you most excited about getting involved in as the program development director?
Well, definitely Leadership Sheridan County, because that's just what brought me full circle to here.
Yeah.
That was so great for me because from being out of town, I got to learn where the water treatment plant is. I got to go down to Cheyenne and see Congress and all, you know, the representatives. And just being able to meet all these wonderful new people that I never would have had the opportunity to meet before.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the business before and after hours, I'm excited about that. I never got to attend those because I was always at a sports program.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see how those go.
And the networking that's done within those. I mean, we talk about that quite often in here. Now, how can community members, businesses, nonprofits actually become more involved with chamber programs?
Well, they can definitely call or just come and visit. We have Kelly that does a great job with meeting the new businesses, being able to, I don't know, just come on down. We'll talk you through it if you want to be involved with the chamber. The Ambassadors is a great program.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They're all over the place.
They're amazing. And they're always so willing to come and help at all the events. And to be able to see that, these people, they don't get paid for it. They come down and, you know, donate their time. And it's wonderful. They all work together. The ones I've met so far are so welcoming.
Yeah.
So.
Real tight-knit community.
I don't know about the jackets, though. Those look really hot.
Get a little warm out there cutting ribbons. Now, do you have any goals? I mean, have you had the opportunity to sit down and set goals for the first 6 to 12 months?
I think just at this point, have them run smoothly.
Yeah.
To keep it going as it is, and then maybe I'll be able to start putting my 2 cents in and whatnot, but I really want to see how they're run well.
Yeah,
because I have Teresa, thank goodness, who was the previous program director, development director.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But just so folks know, right now, I mean, you're just putting oil on the machine, making
pretty
sure
much
that it's going forward.
Oh yeah,
we'll start playing with cogs a little bit in the future, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right, let's start talking about boot kickoff. Gosh,
yep.
It was what, a little less than a week ago?
Yep, last Tuesday. That was our Tuesday initiation with Kim. We said, welcome to the chamber. Here's the kickoff.
Here's one of the main events.
And all the kids start running. She's like, I know that one. I know that one.
How'd it go?
Really well. We had a good turnout. I mean, it was hot out there, but we had a lot of people come out still and just participate. This is the way for the kids to get involved. So it's so much fun. It's kind of like Christmas stroll for me. You know, we talk about it every year at the drawings. Just warms your heart, and boot kickoff is another one where you see it coming and all these kids out there trying their hardest, and it's just adorable. I love it.
The stick horse barrel races, always a huge hit. What kind of turnout did you see for the kids' events?
Really good. Have waiting lists all the time. Oh, so we wish we could take them all, but it would last all night. Although I think Bob would be okay with that. He likes it as much as I do.
I think Bob, that's one of his favorite events, being out there seeing those little guys. But you don't need it to go until 10 p.m.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They need to go to bed.
Yeah. Bit of a disadvantage for the kids on the back row. Right. Now, over $1,300 in chamber bucks awarded, right?
Yep, we have a first, second, and third for each division that we do.
So, you want to read some of the first place absolutely. Holders for me this year?
So our stick horse races are four and under. First place winner was Leighton Davey with 27.34 seconds. For the 5 and 6 category, first place was Asher Lai with 22.75.
Good ride.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 7-8 category, first place was Cashton Adsit with 18.69. So they were running. They were running pretty good.
They were running great, and other kids were running on the side of them, encouraging them the whole time. Fantastic. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was adorable. That's what I'm saying. This is all the feels for me. This is sportsmanship, kids. Checks this is awesome.
Checks all the key boxes, doesn't it?
And then we go into our boot kickoff, and that's where our 9-year-olds start in, and they can start kicking that boot. We bring them all in. And it's funny to see how many of them go test them out to see which boot they're going to want, and that they will wait for it at the starting line before they kick. My kids included, they both did it. For the 9 to 12 boys and girls, they are combined on this one. First place was Lois Johnson with 82.2 feet.
Holy goodness.
Yeah. The 13 to 17 girls, first place was Alejandra Troca with 85 feet. 13 to 17 boys, we do have to split them out because boys can kick a lot further at this age bracket. First place was Cole Connors, was 103.9.
My goodness.
Yeah. I know, right?
That was awesome.
I get winded walking that.
And then our 18 and up women was Megan Sessions with 94.3 feet. And 18 and up men was Riley Sessions with 111.8.
I bet they've got a boot out there that they're practicing with at the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and they had a great time.
That's fantastic. You know, folks, if you haven't been able to participate in this, you can tell just right off the bat how fun this is to go out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you were saying, Kim, it's really a huge community builder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to get out there, see your neighbors, see your friends, catch up. There's a lot of different events, and we'll touch on some of those as we get going. But just so folks know, no chamber lunch. Oh, wait. First off, let's talk about a keepsake. Now that the rodeo's finished up, where can you get this year's commemorative YO Rodeo poster?
True. We still have a few down at the office, so you can stop down there. I think King's Ropes might have a few left, too.
That's fantastic.
So if you're still looking for a poster, stop on by quickly, though.
Yeah, make sure you get down there. These don't stick around long. If you had a great time this year, there's no better way to remember it. Grab one of those and then just get like one of those, what are they, the kind of plastic frames and hang those up. I used to have the whole apartment full of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right. No chamber lunch this month. But what can people expect on August 13th at the Ramada?
We'll be back there. I am still confirming that program. I was really hoping I'd have the confirmation this morning so I could talk about it, but I don't. It might be someone coming in from out of town, but I'm really excited.
Okay.
So hopefully.
All right. But we don't want to put our toe in the water too soon.
No.
We're going to wait and see if we got confirmation before we say any names. But it's going to be a good program.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
That's absolutely right. All right. Now, coming up this week, Business After Hours at Padlock Ranch. Tell me about it.
Yes. Come on out. That it's not only going to be gorgeous out there to go hang out, but we're going to learn about Padlock and what they do out there and just have a great time networking with some businesses from out in Dayton, Ranchester area.
And it's always fantastic to go out on a ranch and kind of see the operation itself. You know, this is an excellent opportunity for individuals who may not have grown up in that world to really kind of see what it's like to live in that type of ag community. Not only that, but the lifestyle itself. You know, if you're really looking for true life cowboys, now's the time to do it. Now, just to touch base in case there's anybody listening who hasn't heard us talk about these, which I don't know who that could possibly be. We talk about these a lot, but what's the vibe like at these events?
It's just fun. It's this business connection. It's being able to talk to other people, meet new people in the community and make those connections. Especially at one of these that's a little bit on the outlier where you might get to talk to people from Dayton Merck that you haven't met yet and realize the phenomenal food that she can do out of that business, you know, and that you haven't tried yet. Yeah, Kim's at it. It's really good. We use them every year for leadership because Elaine's awesome.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's that fun just being able to see some of these other businesses that you may not meet on a regular basis and be able to talk to. But then also just making the connections and seeing people sometimes that you don't see for an entire month or a couple months at a time.
Teresa, are people using this as a way to talk business, or do you see a lot of people show up to these and they don't want to talk business? They want to talk about something else.
Yes, because it's both.
Gotcha.
Wholeheartedly both.
Yeah.
We have some people who have it like, hey, I need to find so-and-so because I got to talk to him about something before I forget. And other times it's, I just want to see, you know, where's so-and-so? I want to talk to him about their kid. You know, I just saw that they made in the newspaper or whatever. So it's everything. It's community.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's business and it's personal lives and it's just hanging out and having fun and learning about new businesses and just there to enjoy the moment.
One thing that always intrigued me about these, it's an excellent opportunity to sit down, talk to individuals about problems that they face and how they've solved them. And maybe getting a hint, tip, or a new technique that you might not know to help you get over hurdles in the future. I mean, that's really what networking is all about. And who knows, maybe you'll find somebody there whose specialty is to help you get over that hurdle or through that challenge. And so opportunities like this, believe it or not, folks, they're rare. We do talk about it all the time. But the reason why we do is because you can actually take advantage of this. Because you don't need to be a business owner to actually go out to these, do you?
No. If you work for a chamber member business, come on out, enjoy it, and meet some new people.
Yeah. Yeah. Start those conversations. Looking ahead, August 6th, Sheridan Press is hosting Business Before Hours. How do these kind of events actually help foster those connections? Kind of the same thing, just early?
Exactly. It's for the people who like mornings and the people who want to stay after work.
There you go, yeah.
So these are your ones, Floyd. Remember 4 hours instead of having to stay late.
That's right. Yeah, by 3:30, I've already got sweats on.
Right.
I'm relaxing in the house. Now, when it does come to these, just a quick story. My first wife used to go with her father to something very similar back in the early 80s. They used to go down and have donuts with a bunch of business owners in Baker City, Oregon. Those are events that she can still remember to this day. You know, going in there, sitting down with kind of the city's movers and shakers at the time. And she remembers them quite fondly, and she remembers a lot of laughter. So, folks, these are great opportunities. Take advantage of them. Now, just like after hours, before hours, you don't have to be a business owner. You can just go attend.
Absolutely. Come on down. Have fun with us. Meet some new people. And it really is a great time. Get some coffee first thing in the morning. They're ready for you.
Kim, like you said, this is a great way to kind of dive into the community.
Oh,
if you haven't, you know, if you're new to the area, or maybe you're even a visitor listening to this going, well, I'm going to be there for a couple days.
Right. You might as well come down and see what the city of Sheridan and the county of Sheridan has to offer.
Absolutely. And once again, who knows the connections you could make. All right. I'll have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Another great summer event is coming up soon, the Sheridan County Fair.
Fair and livestock exhibitions are the foundation for agricultural promotion and a time to remind everyone of the key role that agriculture plays in our local economy and daily lives. It provides opportunities for youth and adult education.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend congratulations to all the youth who worked so hard all year long to be able to show at the County Fair. Community is the heart of First Federal.
First Federal Bank and Trust, true community banking, member FDIC.
Have you heard of the Sunrise Ruby? A 25-carat gem hiding in plain sight, quietly kept by European aristocrats, until it shocked the world, selling for $30 million. Named after a 13th-century poem, its pigeon's blood red color and flawless clarity stunned experts. Rubies are romantic, passionate, mysterious, and unlike the Sunrise Ruby, surprisingly affordable. Find your own gem at Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every piece tells a story. Visit us at 11 North Main, downtown Sheridan.
In Buffalo, Wyoming, you don't fall for parking lot promises and handshake hustles from fly-by-night johnnies who might sell you a lemon and vanish by sundown. At Prime Rate Motors, we've been rooted right here for years, built on trust, not tricks. Locals know if you want real wheels and real deals, you come to the folks who live where they sell. Prime Rate Motors, no gimmicks, no fast stock, just fair deals, solid rides, and folks will still be here tomorrow. 2305 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Prime Rate Motors, Wyoming-owned and Wyoming-proud.
Mark your calendars, Sheridan. Something lucky is landing soon. Lucky Sevens Gaming Parlor, the first one in the state. On Coffeen Avenue, we're bringing you the latest gaming experience. From high-stakes games to nail-biting horse-racing action. And when you're ready for a break, step into our new full-service bar for a cold drink and happy-go-lucky vibes. You've got the charm, and we've got your Lucky Sevens. Check us out at LuckySevensWY.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Please game responsibly.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Rodeo season is upon us, and this year you could be at the NFR in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chaps has raffle tickets for the 2025 NFR. This trip includes two nights at the NFR, plus entry to Cowboy Christmas and rooms at a four-star resort on the Strip. Tickets are $100 and only 250 will be sold. Drawing is July 26. Full details can be found at chapswyo.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning I'm speaking with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dettymore and Program Development Director Kimberly Jacobson. The Buyer's Dinner on August 4th. Now this is always a big one during our season here, and this is something that we always try to have people take part in because the money made from this goes right to the kids, their big 4-H programs, scholarships, all kinds of great stuff. You are actually not just getting, we're talking top of the line product here.
Oh, yeah.
You're helping these kids.
Yeah.
You know, in a huge way. What's the chamber's role in all of that?
So we have evolved a little bit throughout the years. Way back when, they used to have a dinner for the buyers and they used to have a dinner for the kids and before the big sale. And so we would handle the buyers one, cattle women handled the one for the kids. Eventually we decided, you know what, let these guys talk together.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing. Once you meet a kid and hear them talk about their animals, you're like, yeah, I don't care what it costs. I want to buy that animal, right?
Yeah.
So we merged the two and then we used to get the tent for them and... As that thing has kind of shifted in locations and how the fairgrounds was laid out, we ended up realizing we should have a beer tent to really help.
It definitely does help.
Let's be honest. So
it tends to loosen up a wallet or two.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's the craziest thing. Yeah. So that's our role, is we provide the booze. No, but we just want to be there and support them and help in any way we can. And that was a big thing for our buyers, too, is they're like, we could have a beer or two while we're sitting here, because it's hours. Yeah. I mean, some of them are there till late in the night, you know.
It's a long sale.
It is.
But, you know, every year, I keep seeing that amount go up and up, and I love seeing it.
Yeah, hats off to the Livestock Committee, because, man, they put in a lot of hours working on that sale and doing everything that they do. I don't know that Liz gets a break the entire night when she's in that booth.
Just so. Running. Yeah. Just running. Now, moving on, the Chamber has just released some new community maps. What kind of information can we find on these?
So those are our brand new ones, which we're really excited about. They're huge
because
the city of Sheridan is growing. So now the map had to grow. So they're folded like 18 times over, but they're great. We have the city of Sheridan map. We have a pathways map. Kind of a county overview on there. So, and ads all around. So if you're looking at for this business, their start on the map, you can see where they're at.
Oh, wow.
The new additions are on there with the new streets, which is what led to us saying, hey, we need a new map.
Yeah.
With the street indexes right on there. So it's great. We're really excited about it.
Someone can go down and pick one of these up and get to another community quick.
Yes. Okay. And we're getting them out in the community as well. So anyone who has an ad on there, we've gotten maps out to those businesses. We also try to get them out to any of the high population areas so you can make sure you can grab one when you're out and about.
These free?
Yes, absolutely.
You can just walk up, grab one, and you've got all the information you
got
need.
Got it all in your hands right there.
Right there.
Yep.
That's
or if
fantastic.
You have guests coming to town, or if you have someone new you're interviewing and you want to get them a map, just stop by the chamber office. We'll grab you that. Community guide helps give them information about what's going on or how each community is. It's got an article about Claremont, Ranchester, Dayton, everything.
You got to go to work. You got to leave your parents for the day. They're here visiting from out of town. Make sure they got one of these maps so they can go get some coffee.
Exactly. That, and for my dad, it's the trail maps from the Land Trust.
Yep.
Because he loves those.
Oh, yeah. My dad, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Those trails bring a lot of folks into town.
They do.
And, you know, I've even spoken with some individuals throughout the community who moved here specifically because of that, where they're like, you know what, that's where I want to be, is an area like that. People who were passing through, and all of a sudden this became a destination, and then all of a sudden it became home. So it was just kind of working their way into the Sheridan community. I love to see it. Now, in June, the Chamber hosted the Frontline Employee Training Session. We talked about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. I threw a story up hoping to get some butts in seats. First off, what was the goal of the program?
We wanted to give those frontline employees ways to sell Sheridan, ways to, when people come through your doors, maybe they want to spend another, more either more money with you if you're retail, or if you're at a hotel, they want to stay another night because they're just hooked on Sheridan, which is really easy to do. I mean, we are very blessed with where we live. But just being that ground knowledge of where things are at, how to treat them the way they want to be. So we did the customer service piece with Stasia, give them the pickle. It's an old one. It's a good
give them
one.
The pickle.
Yes. It's hilarious. So we had Stasia speak on that. We had Daniel, who has been in the hotel industry, talk a long time about how to, when you're coming into your hotel, what kind of information are they even looking for? What kind of questions are you going to get? And that goes right into retail. When people go and they buy something, a lot of times they ask the person working the register, you know, I want to go to a museum. Which one's close by? It's that kind of base knowledge. And Sean got into a lot of that, how to market, how to just be able to talk to people in a way that shows your own passion for this community. So, and the three of them are hysterical, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a really great time. The time flew by. It was a full morning, but man, it was funny.
And that's one of those situations that where I can literally speak from experience. When I'm buying a trinket or something, no matter where it is, and I'm curious about the town, I'll ask the person who I'm buying something from. It might be, you know, a 20-year-old young adult who's standing back there, and they might know or they might not,
right.
You know. So it's great to have these types of trainings. It seems pretty unique. Is this kind of something that the National Chamber does, or did you kind of sit down and come up with this with a bunch of individuals?
So Sean actually approached us with an idea of doing some frontline worker training. Chamber used to do one years and years ago, like back when Carol Perkins was director, and there was a little bit different where they would actually take him around on the trolley to each location so they could visit it and know for themselves firsthand knowledge. And so how do you kind of meld that into one training and really be able to drive home everything that this community offers? And so we just sat down with Sean. He brought it to us, and we said, yeah, we're in, like no doubt about it. So he was able to help us out and get things moving from the marketing aspect with himself. Because I don't know if you guys have met Sean Parker, but he's amazing. Like, he really is a great marketer, very good at his job. So it was great to be able to partner on that training.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's pretty amazing. You could smell or sell ketchup to someone wearing white gloves. That guy,
I know.
He's amazing. Absolutely it's amazing.
Talent I don't have to sell. So I'm like, yes, Sean, go. I can be all the logistics and know all the information, but you go sell it.
And I, again, I'm one of those individuals who could testify to that. I asked, we were just going to pass through a town. I won't say the name, but we were just going to pass through it on our way to our vacation destination. And the individual behind the desk at the hotel ended up telling me about this museum. And I don't know if I just have that face, like, this guy's going to be interested in a museum. Or if someone said, go out there and sell this thing. But I was sold. We ended up staying another night in that town.
Oh, wow.
Just because I wanted to go see this museum. And then once I got in there, I didn't have enough in the day to see it all. So I looked at the wife. I said, one more? She's like, yep. So we stayed one more night in that city so that we could cover ground and see everything in that museum. It was absolutely amazing, by
That's
the way.
That's great.
Some of our fondest memories on vacation. And it happened on a whim.
Yeah.
All because someone said, hey, have you seen this before? That's all it took. And, right. and after that, they sold me a little bit more, and I bit the hook.
Right. Yeah.
I bit the hook. Anything else coming up this summer that you would like to highlight before I let you go?
Well, all sorts of fun stuff is coming up. We'll be back to before hours, after hours, chamber lunch program, all of that in August. So make sure you get that on your calendars and start back with us on our regular monthly programs. And then looking into the fall and with school starting and getting things on your calendars, get ready to be part of this community.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Kim, Teresa, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you again.
All right. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you again.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Rapp Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, which Jack climbed all the way to a giant's castle. But Jack had whooping cough, which he gave to the giant. The giant coughed so hard it blew Jack right out the window. The end. Without vaccines, our stories wouldn't be the same. Thank a vaccine. Are your kids up to date? Learn more at immunizewyoming.com.
Doug, my summer checklist is growing faster than my yard.
Let me guess. Oil change, new tires, maybe a good detail for your vehicle. Waring Chevrolet is full service dealership. We can handle it all, Bob.
Tires first. Mine look like marshmallows.
Well, we got a price match guarantee on top brand tires.
For that oil change and tune-up,
our experts will have it running smooth.
And that dent, let's just say I'm at a picnic table.
Our collision center will fix it up, and our detailing shop will make it shine like new.
Waring Chevrolet, it's the only stop you need this summer. 107 East Alger online, waringsheridan.com.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Brandon 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
Yeah. Hey, this is Chancey Williams. As many of you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, former saddle bronc rider, a proud UW grad, and lifelong cowboy. I switched to Blue Peak Fiber Internet in Laramie, and happy I did. It's reliable and keeps me in tune with my family, friends, and fans. Casper, Sheridan, and Cheyenne, you can get Blue Peak too. Say it with me. The world needs more cowboys and fiber internet.
Go online to mybluepeak.com to get all offer details for your home and business internet. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning, for our second part, we're speaking with the Executive Director of the Downtown Sheridan Association, Zoila Perry, Board Member and Co-Chair of the Goose Creek Polo Club, Kristen Herbst, and representing the Epoch Collection, Kelsey Rathjen. I got that right, right?
It's Epic.
Epic Collection. Microphone might be down a little bit here. Go ahead and give it a try again.
Okay.
There we go. We're up and running. All right. Fantastic. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. We're off and running. How was your rodeo week? Zoila, I'm going to start with you.
It was great. Busy. really
smile.
Busy. So, yeah, we're glad it's over.
Yeah.
And we'll be ready for it next year.
Yeah. What was kind of your favorite event during that whole thing?
Well, I would have to say the powwow, just because we're the ones that manage that.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a really great event. We did have about half an hour delay just because of the lovely rain that we haven't had in, I don't know how long, on a rodeo Friday.
I know people who've been going to that rodeo for 25 years and they said it's never rained before.
No, not that I recall, but it was great. We had about 256 participants that attended the parade and also the powwow. So that was really good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Are they increasing in the amount who are coming to visit?
It kind of varies. You know, last year, I want to say we had about the same, but the previous year, it was about 300 and some number. So it just kind of depends on what's going on within their lives,
yeah.
Right? So in case... you know, someone passes, they can't dance for a while. If people can get off of work, they can't, you know, they can't make it. So there's always life issues that prevents them from coming down and dancing.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's an absolute honor to be able to see them come down and hold those celebrations with us right there on the front lawn. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Well, Kristen, how about you? How did you have some fun?
Oh, of course. Rodeo is always fun, right? It's the one week that everybody looks forward to, but it's just kind of, it's like hump day for the week. It's the hump day of summer.
Yeah.
It's now that we're just on like the downhill decline and school will be starting in no time. So that's kind of a bummer, but.
Yeah. It is kind of the big moment of the summer,
yes,
isn't it?
You work your way,
mm-hmm. anticipate, and then you get through it. Everyone takes a big collective breath. And then mm-hmm. realizes, oh, school's right around the
yes.
corner. Now I got to get back to work.
Yes, back to work for sure. Ooh.
No, thank you.
Now, how about you, Kelsey?
We had a great week downtown. It was thriving. People were in and out of stores all week long, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday are always our biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to, I mean, do you guys try to keep track of numbers in any way? Are there some stores that do, others don't?
You know, not really. It's really hard to keep track of people moving in and out of your store. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that constantly are coming in. But I would say our foot traffic during rodeo is up, 95%. Like, it's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Holy
it really
cow.
Is. Especially we're right next to the coffee shop. So that makes a big difference. Everyone pops in, grabs a cup of coffee. And then walks up and shops.
Yeah.
So.
It's so as store owners downtown, I mean, does everybody kind of see this the same way that?
Yeah, we have a group chat. We talk to each other, like, how are you doing? What are you doing for promotion wise? You know, what are your busiest days? So we all try to kind of help each other out.
Yeah. Yeah. I managed a restaurant for a number of years and holy cow, just getting to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It was this big, you know, event.
Up.
Yeah, this huge buildup. And then you worked like a dog all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And like you could be on that grill for 16, 17 hours. And I was telling my wife the other day, but when you'd walk away from that, you were tired, but you felt good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That adrenaline kicks in.
You felt great. Mm-hmm. You were like, that was a good day.
Yeah, it was worth it.
You might complain the whole time you're standing over.
Yeah, you know? Nobody cares about your complaints. You do it anyway.
You do it anyway. And then you feel fantastic by the time you're done. Store owners kind of the same way. They're like, you know, man.
Yeah, we pump each other up. They're like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Let's all work together. We're a community. You know, if one thrives, we all thrive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the more choices, the better. Mm-hmm. It keeps people shopping local and people want to walk up and down the whole block.
And really keeping things fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I might come here every single year for rodeo and I like to see a new store. I like
exactly.
to see a storefront changed out or,
yep.
you know, and those ideas. So do you guys really sit there and just kind of say, you know, let me share an idea with you.
Right. Let's... Oh, we definitely do. We bounce ideas off of each other. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I think you're missing this. This is something you should maybe bring into your store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Yeah. And I was just talking with the chamber regarding, you know, hurdles and having to overcome those and how just sitting down with your fellow business owners,
mm-hmm.
having conversations,
mm-hmm.
boy, makes a huge difference.
It really does.
You know, I'm having trouble in this area. Maybe I can seek some help from somebody who has been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. third Thursday.
Yes.
Everybody looks forward to this. One of downtown Sheridan's big signature events. What attendees, what can attendees actually expect at the upcoming festival this summer?
So we will have some face painting. We're going to have our bouncy house again. And we'll have vendors selling jewelry, t-shirts, hats, all types of that kind of crafts. We will be having our watermelon eating contest this summer.
Fantastic.
Here in July. It's one of our best little events we do. And it's going to be at 6:30 over by the bouncy house.
Okay. Now, if I want to take part in that watermelon eating contest, mm-hmm. what do I need to do?
You need to just show up at 6:30 and we'll have different heats. And then the winner will just get a free cone of ice. It's fun. I've done it. I mean, yes, I have done it. There's a video out there a few years ago. It was fun. It's fun.
Did you win?
I did.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
It was against my sisters. It was fun.
Now, is this all speed?
Yeah. Whomever can eat the fastest.
There's not a big endurance contest where they're like, all right. You got to eat the whole watermelon.
No.
Boy, that would be amazing, though, wouldn't it? Fun. That'd be fun to watch. Somebody just conquer an entire watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Well, and even watching the little kids
that's
do
just
that
cute.
And
yeah.
their
yeah.
faces all yeah. with watermelon. I mean, Murphy
yes.
Has done it, and it's so cute. I mean, their faces is probably one of the reasons
very
why
sticky.
I sit there and watch them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of pairs with some wet wipes. Down yeah,
yeah. we have them. Mm-hmm. They're there.
Zula takes real good care of that. Yep.
A mom would know. Mom would know. All right. Registration for August and September.
Yes,
still
so
open.
We're still taking registrations for August and September, and an application can they can be found on our website at downtownsheridan.org, or they can stop by the office and pick one up.
Now, when it comes to any various types of vendors that you're looking for, is there anything specific that you'd like to see?
Anything and everything. We take everyone.
Okay, so no matter what I'm selling, no matter what the widget is,
yes.
or maybe the jewelry, I am welcome in the downtown yes. Sheridan Third Thursday Festival.
Absolutely.
All right, now you've asked people to leave pets, bikes, and skateboards at home for safety. Some people really like that. Other ones kind of have an issue with it. Can you elaborate on the importance of keeping the event safe and enjoyable for everybody?
Absolutely. When we have between 3,000 to 5,000 people downtown and people are riding their bikes and electrical scooters, it does become a safety hazard. You know, you have little kids and the streets are so crowded that when they come down really fast, someone can get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, we do take safety as like our number one priority. And so we do ask them to leave that stuff at home.
And, you know, when it comes to little kids, I talk to law enforcement about this quite regularly. They're not thinking about the safety.
No.
They're thinking, my friend's across the street. Mm-hmm. I want to run over there and see him. That's yeah. then mm-hmm. then instantly you have the 10-year-old blinders
yeah.
on
yes.
and they're just diving out there. So individuals who happen to have those electric scooters or something like that, I mean, those things go pretty fast.
They too. Do. Yeah.
I mean,
they
it's
do.
Not just like a push scooter. These things are on a whole different level. All right, switching gears on you. Crazy days coming up at the end of July, early August with crazy socks themes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So we have 37 participants. Stores are participating this year, and they will be having sales downtown. Some of them will be getting rid of their stuff that they had from the winter last year or stuff from the summer, but they're basically making room for their fall and winter inventory that's coming in.
And Kristen, how are we going to observe the crazy socks theme? How are we going to implement this?
I'm going to defer to Zoila for that because I don't know.
I'm not on this one.
Okay. No.
So stores will have their employees wear crazy socks. We encourage the community to wear their crazy socks as
okay.
well because that's just this year's theme. Every year we have a crazy theme just to kind of go with
make it more fun.
Yeah, make it more fun. So I'll be wearing some crazy socks downtown while I shop.
I got some He-Man socks.
Ooh. There they are. Yeah, yeah. Wear those.
Yeah.
Little Master of the Universe action.
Watch out.
It'd be great to see just like somebody show up with a box of random socks, you know, just in case mm-hmm. you needed to find the other one for a pair.
Yes.
Who knows?
Well, that's my son. He always wears unmatching socks, which drives me crazy.
Same.
I think that became like a fashion thing or a trend. My daughter did the same thing, mm-hmm. and it wasn't like, okay, well, this one's a little off-white, right. This one's white. No, it's nope. Like,
yes.
You know, different. Neon yeah. pink yes. and neon green.
Yeah.
Like, we're going crazy over there.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that was a fashion
it
thing.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Me too. Especially when they wear Birkenstocks or other shoes, you can see that.
Yeah.
Or in with shorts. Oh.
We call that the dad Birkenstocks.
I was going to say, like, don't even is that started. Just like a fashion faux pas?
You know, I think this is a Gen Z thing to oh, really yes. get to oh, 100%. Us, get yes. under our skin
Kelsey
about this.
Probably knows a lot more about the fashion than Zoila and I yeah. do. Because
well, sometimes, you know, match socks. It's good. Sometimes you just got to go with it.
A little bit of that Gen Z rebellion.
Yeah.
All
to
right.
each their own.
Yes.
Now, when it does come to Crazy Days, how does Crazy Days really help local stores prepare for the fall and upcoming winter?
Oh, you want me to? Okay. Actually, it is really yeah. nice because it is when we're getting our fall winter inventory in.
Yeah.
So you kind of get to push out summer things, and which is great for families too, because there's still quite a few months of warm weather. You know, they mm-hmm. can get clothes for that next year for their kids, which mm-hmm. is awesome, or even just for themselves. And so it pushes out our old inventory, and so we can bring in the new. We have funds to purchase our new stuff.
Kelsey, when it comes to pricing on this, you see a lot of moms come in, do some school shopping now.
Yes,
really
definitely.
Take advantage. Are there sales going on, like a 20% off discount or anything like that?
You know, there's a lot of sales. It depends on each store. Some people do up to 75% off. They really want to move some wow. stuff. So yeah, there's some really good finds. So definitely. And people have like $5 bin, $10 bins. So, yeah, you definitely got to go down and search through. There's some good sales.
Now, when it comes to the doors opening up, is there any significance to that? Do they open up a little early on Crazy Days? Or what time should I get downtown?
No, they normally open up their regular store hours. So some stores open up at 9. Some of them open up at 7. Some of them open up at 10. So it just kind of varies. But
all right.
They'll be down there.
So just so you know, folks, kind of get to know the time that the store that you're looking to go to, what time they open up. Now, Kristen, we're going to switch gears on something that I know that you know.
I do.
The Goose Creek Polo Cup billed as the event of the summer, my friend. What makes it such a special occasion?
So I always say the great thing about Goose Creek is that we're incorporating a different demographic with DSA. Just because, obviously, DSA, we're so focused on downtown businesses, bringing people downtown. We're actually going off-site, if you will. We're going to the Flying H Polo Ranch, and we're putting on an event, and it's incorporating a whole bunch of different people that, I mean, you know, they're a different demographic, you know, polo people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The polo people.
The polo people.
You know, Zoila, when you first brought this up to me a number of years ago, do you remember how shocked I was?
Yes.
I mean, because you got this cowboy culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're in an ag community and here polo mm-hmm. is such a big deal around these
yes,
parts.
Yes, it is.
And just so you know, folks, if you're new to the area, Goose Creek Polo.
Yeah.
They're major hitters.
Yes, like the top of some of the most
premier,
best polo players out there.
I mean, it's amazing to think that Little Sheridan.
It really is. Yeah,
hosts such a major event.
Yeah,
hosts such major players.
Mm-hmm. We're so cool.
Really?
Yeah,
we really are.
We are cool.
All right, switching gears, Kelsey. I'm running out of time, but as someone representing the Epoch Collection. How did this collaboration with those downtown merchants really
get going?
Start? Yeah, what is this?
Well,
thing?
We kind of had a little small text group and with just a few of us friends that own businesses. We're like, hey, let's get a meeting together. Let's figure out how we can best support our customers, our community. What can we do to get more people downtown? So we had a little meeting and we decided to do these Stay Open Late events every first Thursday of the month. And we have a Facebook group event going too. And so then we invited everybody up and down Main Street, even outside a little bit of Main Street, still of our downtown community, because Real Deals is in it too, to join us. And so I think we're up to 19 different businesses right now, downtown Sheridan, who are staying open late. It's the first Thursday of every month, and we stay open until 8 p.m. So come see us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, if there's a merchant out there and they just heard about this, can they join?
Of course. The more the merrier. You know, write me on Facebook or come into the shop. we've invited everybody in Sheridan to join.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah. Now, are you going to be taking part as a collection or a collective, I guess, with the Goose Creek Polo in any way?
No, we're not with them, but DSA has been awesome. They've done everything to advertise and help us out. We're working hand in hand with them because they know what they're doing with the Downtown Association, obviously. They know they've worked with everybody, so they've let everybody know that, hey, join us.
Yeah.
So it's good to work with them.
And what are the advantages that people actually have by being this collective and going to the DSA?
You know, it's great. This is just a great thing that we always had wanted merchants to stay up open late. And so we're 100% supportive of it. And it's a great opportunity for for people to come downtown and shop between 5 and 8. So it really helps all those businesses that, you know, we hear, oh, there's no one staying open past 8. Well, there is the day now, the first Thursday of every month, for people to come downtown and shop till 8 p.m.
There's a lot of individuals out there who work some crazy hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those individuals, right. You know, and I felt like I could never get anything done during the week because I had to get up and go to work. And when I came home, you know, back in the day, I had to go right to bed.
Yes.
Or I just didn't have time to get downtown. I was at work. And boy, if they just stayed open for a little longer, I would have been able to make it.
And that's our hope, is to get those people that just can't make it down during our regular business hours.
You know, it could almost be like an event, you know, for people to run down there and actually get things done. Now, I realized I moved on before asking Kristen, when is the Goose Creek Polo Cup?
So it is Sunday, July 27th. So that'll be a week from this Sunday. This is Willa's cringing over here.
Sorry. It's always great.
It always comes together so well. So, you know, it opens at 3 p.m. Gates open at 3. It's $20 a carload. It's at the Flying H Polo Ranch. So donated by the Johnston family and then the Flying H Ranch. We are doing, game starts at 5. We will do a champagne divot stomp at halftime. And so we are selling tents. I think we still have a few that are for sale right now. So if you're interested in a tent, get a hold of Zoila. But we are having Bliss Yogurt, Kona Ice, and 307 Barbecue come out. The food trucks come out. And we are looking at getting another food truck out there just for a little bit more variety. So we're still working on that. But yeah, it's always a great time. And it'll be hot and
a good time.
And
but
a good
if you
time.
Get a tent, it'll be a lot cooler.
Exactly. Get a tent. Yeah.
So you should definitely reach out.
Live life in style.
Right?
Yes. Like
you don't even have to bring your own chair. You don't have to bring your own tent.
Yeah, you set it all up, right?
Yeah.
Just head on over there.
There's some snacks and drinks.
Get yourself a tent and
bougie.
And live like the bougie folks.
Yes.
Get those big hats out, ladies. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, guys. It was an absolute pleasure to speak
with you.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KR. ROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to CHAPS Equine-Assisted Therapy.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Get tuned up this summer. Make sure your vehicle's running safely and smoothly with the auto experts at Midas. Make those car care dollars go farther with the summer repair specials at Midas. Save up to $100 on popular tire brands like Cooper, Goodyear, and BFG. Save $150 on shocks and struts. Brakes save $50. Starters and alternatives save $20 on that too. From bumper to bumper, Midas has you covered. One stop, total car care. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Quit spending more than you have to for irrigation systems. This is Brad Walden with C&K Equipment, and we're now selling and installing T&L irrigation systems. There's no better system, period. T&L irrigation systems are forged in America. They have the best water patterns, a winning edge controller, their hydraulics-based systems, and tidal hydration lug means less downtime. Plus, if you're having problems, we're there to service, even on weekends. We know time is money. Call us, C&K Equipment Sales.